Hello, welcome back to the Sibling Trap podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, it looks a little different. I'm actually on my birthday trip in Nashville, which is very exciting. Day one, but you know, we do the pod anyway. So we show up wherever we need to show up, whether it's an airport or, you know, a hotel, and get it done because this is important and you are important to us. And today, Barry has the topic for the week, and we're just going to roll with it like we always do. So take it away, sir.
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for being here. Obviously, as always, it's kind of hard to run a podcast with two hosts with just one of us present. So,
yeah.
And, you know, obviously always being flexible with our schedules, you know, both of us having what we have on our plates, it's tough. And I'm just super appreciative of you. And our topic for today is green flags in our partners, and more specifically, like the things that we enjoy that they do for us without having to be asked or without having to be told, just that natural ability to make us happy. And on the flip side of the coin, what we do for our partners that we feel like is something that makes them happy without having to be told as well. So yeah. You had one in our last episode that you had mentioned that you have come to see as a huge green flag. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, you know, my memory is trying to wake up and remember what the fuck I said last week. But it's okay. I know what it was. So my boyfriend is very in tune with my energy and my mannerisms, right? So he can tell like when I'm really distracted or stressed, when I kind of get all over the place when I'm talking about things, and he's just like, hey, let's just take a minute, okay? And
right.
I was having a hard day, you know. I'm going into single motherhood and breadwinner, and it's all on me, and it's really fucking scary, and it's really this pit of dread in my stomach every day, and I'm not a fan of it, but it's temporary anyway. So you know, I was like, okay, I'm searching for a job, and then like he's like, you just need to take a minute. And then I took a minute, and he's like, okay, you need to just go and like be away from your computer. Like, don't work. Don't do job hunting. Just go and relax. And I think that a lot of times having someone who is so in tune with what you need is almost like giving you permission to just be. And we have a really hard time feeling comfortable doing that for ourselves. And I don't love that. I want to get better at that. How do you feel? Do you feel like you give yourself permission to just be, or do you have a hard time pausing to do that?
Well, honestly, I think being single, I have to be that way with myself because I don't really have anybody else telling me that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, through therapy and, you know, some friendships, yeah, I have people telling me, hey, like you just have a lot on your plate. You need to take, you know, a day or two to just relax and do things that you want to do and that you enjoy doing, to kind of, you know, give myself a break, honestly. And I totally understand where you're coming from when you're talking about having a partner that knows when you've kind of like hit your limit and you need to be told. I mean, sometimes we need that outside perspective to tell us,
yeah,
hey, you know, you've got a lot on your plate, and maybe, you know, taking a step back and taking a breather from all that weight and all that expectation might do you a lot of good. So,
but it's so difficult in the moment because we're so wrapped up in like this or the next, or, you know, what we didn't do before.
Right.
And it's just, let's just fucking
self-evaluation.
Pause. Yeah. Mm-mm.
I get it. And it's a crazy time for me to be in because I have so much going on. I have all these expectations like throughout Monday through Friday last week, and going into this week, I mean, I spent the entire weekend doing what I wanted to do, and I had some reflective healing in nature, and being out in the wilderness and stuff like that was really great for me because I hit the ground running today at work, and I mean, I'm making moves, and I'm talking power moves on this marketing team, and people are like seeing my style and my creativity, and it's doing nothing but setting me up for success. So
So, do you feel like you wouldn't have done what you did this weekend if you hadn't actually scheduled it? Like, I think that that's one
no,
thing that
yeah,
we can do
exactly.
if we put it on the calendar to make sure it happens.
Right. And that was something, so like having the friends that I do have that can identify that and see that I needed a weekend of getaway into the wilderness and not have to deal with all of this, palpable business-esque things, So
Yeah.
like having that, the retreat kind of gave me like better stimulation and relaxation, honestly, I think is the best way to describe it. And having people like that just kind of guide you, I mean, it's a win-win scenario for everyone. So having it
What
in a
are,
partner is even better because, I mean, you share that connection, that depth. So,
yeah. What has a partner ever done something for you that you felt like, wow, I didn't even realize that I wanted that or needed that, but that was a green flag for me?
yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a thing in the past, and I don't know, like, I don't really want to say like materialistic things come into mind, like a new pair of shoes or something like that. I mean, if you think
Yeah.
about it, like some people's love language is gifting. And I can definitely align with that because I want that. I mean, in my book, that's a gesture that goes beyond a lot of other gestures just because, like, you see something I need in my life and you went ahead and purchased it. Or went and picked it up or whatever, and then gave it to me, and that's something that's like big for me. So,
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up because I had a pair of like original AirPods and they died like 2 weeks ago. And I was
yeah,
kind
I
of like, are
remember
you
you were telling
serious?
me
Like
about it.
I just charged these. Like, how are they dead already? And then so like when I was FaceTiming with my boyfriend, I had to like plug in my phone. He's like, why is your phone always dead? It's like 20% already. And I'm like, I live a busy life, you know? And
Yep.
so I didn't have any headphones. Like I had like the old school like plug-in wired ones, which are
Plugins.
great. I love them.
Great backups.
Right. But then like last week he was like he paused the FaceTime because I was complaining about it. And he's like, oh, I can't wait for you to get them. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he bought me new AirPod Pros. And I was like, that was so not needed, but kind of it was. And I wasn't going
Yeah.
to buy them for myself. So just like, it's not like a little thing, but it's just like the thoughtfulness of like, you see me like struggling without
Struggling,
it
right?
and it could make my life easier. And you just went and did it without me even asking you. Like, that's next level.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah. Also, I think another thing is just like anticipating like your schedule in a way. It's like you know that you have a big day coming up, or you know your week is really stressful, and it's like how can they show up as a partner to be more supportive, whether it's like you know taking care of the laundry or taking care of groceries or helping you you know get your favorite snacks. Like it's the little things like that that could really change everything for your week, your productivity, your mental health, your you know your wellness in general. Has anyone
Right.
ever done that for you?
Yeah, I mean, through what do you think, like food or something, like eating
Mm-hmm.
healthier or working out? I honestly, it's really never been done for me, but I have definitely experienced doing it for somebody else. Like I've had moments where I signed myself and my partner up for like a gym membership or something
Okay.
like that, I think in a healthier way, that would probably be it.
Were they like offended that you signed them up for gym membership? Like, oh, what are you trying to say about me? You're like, do you think I need to work out? Or was it a genuine, like, I received this?
Well, it was like I wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of like asking that permission, hey, do you want to get signed up with me? I just went ahead and did a family plan and they had their own membership. And
Oh, okay.
it was like, hey, I'm gonna do this, and here's the option if you want to do it too, or if not, whatever. And I honestly, I think the specific person only used the membership like a handful of times. But it was there, and it was just something. And it wasn't like I was telling her, "Hey, oh, you're not in shape, so do that." I just gave the option of like, "Hey, if you want to become healthier like me, cool. If not, then keep doing what you're doing, or whatever. Don't use it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter."
It's just the
Right.
thought that counts.
Yeah, absolutely. And exercising is very important, especially to mental health. And that's always been kind of a thing for me, is if I'm having a tough mental health day, getting in the gym and picking up heavy things and putting them down, it works. It's tried and tested. So
Do you feel like you would work out at home like that, or no?
well, I mean, having an apartment is it makes it kind of difficult, because having
Yeah.
workout equipment and stuff. And my apartments do have their own like little gym thing.
Okay.
It's just small, so.
It's
But like,
crowded.
if I had like a garage or something, yeah, I would work out at home. It would be something that I could do with my partner or whatever,
Yeah. I feel like getting to the gym is half the battle, right? So it's like if you have an accountability buddy of like, hey, let's go together, then it's
Right.
more productive.
Yeah, I understand that and all, Katie, but you're talking to a guy who, for
I
fun, likes to run long
know.
distances. Like,
I hear
I
you.
pretty much hold myself accountable, and the discipline's already there. I just, have to make myself go and just like, schedule it at the right time,
Yeah. So
because
how
my gym
often
is
are you
kind of.
going to the gym, and how often would you like to go to the gym every week?
Right now, because I've kind of taking a like a hiatus on marathon training, just because I don't want to get bored with running. I still like to run, and I still want
Yeah.
running to be kind of a passion. So I'm only running 2 to 3 times a week. And that's usually ranging anywhere between 6 to 10 miles, depending
You have a
on.
race next month, right?
I do, yeah. I have a it's a 10K, so it's not very long. It's only 6.2 miles versus 26 or 13, so it's
Okay.
a little bit shorter. And I've been running shorter distances faster and trying to get my mile pace under 7:30 per mile, which I feel like is feasible for me, which will put me under 45 minutes for 10K. So
Awesome.
that's what I'm
Okay.
trying to shoot for. So I'm doing a lot more weight training and trying to build speed. So I go to the gym 3 days a week, usually.
And you go with
So
someone or by yourself?
I go alone. I prefer to work out alone. I feel like it's more,
Efficient.
I don't know, yeah, efficient would be the word. So I'm not there for 2 hours. I'm only there for like 45 minutes max and get my workout in and head home, because my work schedule's changed. I've done a lot of different like events and stuff that I have to sign up for. So
Yeah.
fitting it in is always tough. It's the hardest part, especially with the way busier schedule that I have now, with the level of responsibility that I have. So
Yeah. So I'm trying, like, what is something that you've done in the past for a partner that wasn't asked of you, but to them was like, holy shit, that just like changed everything for me?
I mean, I hate saying something so simple as doing the dishes, but
Yeah. Like
you
putting
have
my
no
laundry
idea,
away.
guys. Like, I know that a lot of women can get in here and say that if their partner or significant other did the dishes more often or did something around the house like that chore wise, like how much better their lives would be,
And without resentment,
and
without like
right.
bitterness. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing, is I find it incredibly annoying that, and it's mostly men, demographically speaking, have issues with doing chores. It's like, dude, just do it. I mean, like, it's something simple as, drying the dishes, putting them away, or swapping out the load in the dishwasher. It's like, why wouldn't you want to do that for your partner, who's probably been at work all day just as much as you have, or been with kids, and give that break to your person, and like, do it every day for like a month or two, or just help out as much as you can, or do something more exciting than come home and play video games and,
Do you find that a
go
lot
to
of
bed.
men, like in your life, are more stereotypical and they don't help?
No, honestly, I think the people in my life have shown me an example of how not to be the stereotypical guy.
Okay.
So maybe that's why it's something that's important to me as a partner. And don't get me wrong, Katie, I'm not perfect. I've been guilty of the, I get home, kick off my shoes, shower and do what I want to do. But like at the same time, it's never hurts to do a little bit extra for your partner.
We
So,
all have
and
those
that's
days like
something
that.
that, yeah, absolutely. But I think if there are more days where you come home and you help out or you do a little extra for your partner, like maybe draw them a bath or something, like just the little things like that that really go a long way in a relationship. So
I heard a video a few weeks back where she was ex I think it was Brené Brown. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's pretty profound, but she was talking about how like if her and her partner, like if one of them is really low on energy, like they'll just come home and be like, "Hey, I don't even have 20% today." So it's just like setting the expectation of like, okay, like I can tell that my partner is like really drained or like having a hard day, and like that's your cue to be like, okay, how can I help? How can I step up today? And it takes effort, it takes consistency, but it also takes clear communication, because if you're not communicating your needs and what you need help with, then it's not ever going to find that push and pull balance. It's just going to be, imbalanced all the time, and then built resentment and expectations that are never met. And I think that's so fucking toxic.
it really is. And that's what's crazy about it the most is that I feel like people's expectations are one thing, and then the communication factor, I mean, if it's not there, then they're just going to constantly be setting those expectations and they're going to constantly be missed, they're not met. So, and that's an issue I feel it, I mean, it's a maturity thing, honestly. If you're not mature enough to realize that you're not communicating about how you're feeling, but expecting the other person to step in and kind of pick up the slack, because that's what relationships are really based on, is like, how much am I going to put in today? Everybody wants it to be 50-50, but some days it's
It's
not.
not.
Some days it's some day. I mean, think about when you're sick, and you have a
You got
significant
zero.
other. Yeah, you're at zero. Your significant other, if they're a good significant other, they're going to start picking up the slack. They're going to, get the kids ready for school in the morning while you're still laying in bed, suffocating to death because you're sick or whatever. It's things like that that, and if you have a good relationship, it's easy to pick up on, right? Your significant other will literally just jump right in and start doing what is expected, essentially, of them in that time of need. And it should go both ways.
I think
So.
the most challenging part is like when you re recognize that you don't have that type of relationship, and it's like, how do you navigate that? Like, is there even any hope
Dude.
for the future? It's so uncomfortable because we hate confrontation. We hate the fear of the unknown. But at the same time, like, you're going to bed with so much frustration and pain. It's really not worth it.
Dude, the hypocrisy. Like, I've been in a relationship where I did so much for the other person, as much as I humanly possibly could. And then when that same exact scenario came back around, but the tables were flipped, I got zero support. I got zero help. It was like I laid in bed and I was thinking about it all day and all night. And I was like, I can't believe that. Given the same scenario, this person didn't do what I did. And then I realized that people don't love on the same level. They really don't. And this is back to our whole cup theory.
The
Yep. And
cup.
it was a profound moment in my life because I realized that I had done so much for this person. And it's like being sick. Like, while this person was sick, I did everything I could to make their life better and make them feel better, help them in recovery. Whatever they needed, I took care of it. And then when I came around and I got really sick, that person literally just left me in the room by myself most of the time and
I
didn't check
remember
on me,
that.
and I was like, dude, I can't believe this. Like I want to die right now. I feel terrible and I'm not getting any. I still have to do a lot of different things that I felt like my partner could have picked up for me, you know what I mean? So it's having that support. Is that's the green flag, the greenest
And
of the green.
every time there's those moments of disconnect, there's like this wedge that just grows bigger and bigger. And
And the resentment, yeah.
over time, it's like you can't chisel away at that. It's just too big, and you're completely, you have your own stories about each other. You have your own perceptions of each other. And it's just like if the reciprocation isn't there, reciprocity, whatever the fuck it's called, like honestly, you're kind of done. But
Right.
it's like, how long do
I
you want to
mean,
sit in that misery?
it's like you're dropping these time capsules every time something goes wrong, essentially not wrong, but maybe these little learning experiences that you have about people and about relationships and how they work, it's incredible to think about.
It's like the misconnections, and I think we touched on this on another episode too, where it's like there's always these parallel realities where it's like, oh well, because this didn't happen, now the trajectory has shifted a little bit of like not only your relationship but you as a human. It's like, how do you move forward, and how are you carrying things that you're not speaking about, because that shit gets fucking heavy, and it's like, just talk about it, because
Right.
nothing will change if you don't talk about it. And even if you
Gotta
do
feel
talk
the
about it,
emotions.
things might not change, right? But it's then you'll have clarity of like, okay, this isn't working.
It goes back to the things we resist persist, right? So we have to fight that urge of just clamshelling up and forget trying to forget it.
It's
But
so hard. Well, I'm happy that you're single. That sounds fucked up to say, because I know that it gets lonely. But at the same time, I feel like you, in a way, don't really have room for it right now.
I really don't.
No.
And the crazy part about it, Katie, is I'm no longer worrying about it.
Yeah.
And that's how I know that I'm right where I need to
Healing.
be. Yeah.
Look at you. Look
I'm
at
so
you.
excited to wake up every day, to go to work, to go to the gym, to run. I don't think there's one bad element of life right now for me.
I think it
I'm
is going to
in.
be gone.
I was just saying, I'm in such an awe of how much my life has changed in the last year, we'll call it. And the differences between then and now is just, it's
Monumental.
just pair. Yeah, it's just pairing right up with where I want to be in life. And when it comes to relationships, I mean, I have friendships and that's all I really need right now. I have myself, I have you, I have my friends in Cali, I have friends at work, and it's just that's where my time is right now, is growing myself in a like a career aspect. So
I will
I have
say
time.
that the one thing that I want you to be mindful of is, while your job can be fun, I know you always look up when I'm about to give you advice. You're like, ah, oh, fuck, here it comes.
I'm taking notes on
Okay.
my
Like,
mental typewriter.
while you love your job and while it is very exhilarating, it's going to be a delicate balance of you protecting your boundaries and, not burning out, because burnout is not fun. And you could burn out creatively, and then that would be really sucky. So just, I'm one creator to another. Keep yourself in check. And it's so hard though, because everything sounds fun.
Right. Well, the great news is that I'm creating content on something that I'm passionate about and that I have a lot of knowledge on that I've been doing for a long time. And I mean, somebody somewhere at PA saw this inspiration in me, so I'm gonna
And
run
here you
with it.
are. I'm so proud of you.
I mean, I've had creative control like entirely for the last week. And
Yeah.
before that, I mean, they were putting out content that I had created, and I just didn't have the control I do now. And I mean, I've gotten a lot of feedback, so
And so much
it's only been a
confidence.
week. It's only been a week. Oh yeah, the confidence has been key.
Amazing.
I mean, we had an event this last weekend, and dude, just seeing the content that I'm pushing getting shared by specific individuals I won't name, but dude, working with these people,
The dream.
I never, I mean, I dreamt it, but I never envisioned myself actually being here, and here I am.
Yeah.
So I'm
Wow.
happy.
You're gonna be like, if you want to manifest, get my free guide. I'm just kidding. Everyone take notes from Barry.
Just watch the podcast.
I need to watch
It's
it again. Clearly,
all here.
I'm just a few steps behind. But it's all good. Thank you for listening, everyone. This was a short but great episode. Thank you for the topic. And yeah, if you're on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. Let's see. I think that a goal that we should have by, June 1st would be to get 5 thumbs up on every video. That'd be cool.
Five, huge number.
I
I
mean,
mean,
we're at 2.
most of our listeners are on Spotify, I
Listening.
would say. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I
okay.
think everybody
Good
I've
goals.
talked to is like, it's great listening to you before bed because your voice is calming and smooth. Some
Look at
people say
you.
they listen to you on the way to work. That's been the most feedback I've had. So
Barry's bedtime stories. That's a fun spin-off.
what a great title. That'd be great.
Oh, well, I love you.
Cool.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
We'll tune in next week.
Okay.
Love you. Bye.